I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. We're in Ferguson, Missouri with reaction to the grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Let's get started. With us as we await President Obama is Jeff Toobin, Mark O'Mara, Mark Garagos, Sonny Hostin here as well. Sonny, your thoughts on what you heard from the prosecutor tonight?
You know, I'm not surprised, quite frankly, that there was no indictment in this case. This process was so bizarre, so strange. This didn't appear to me to be a prosecutor that was looking and seeking an indictment. And so I can't say that I'm surprised. I am still very surprised by the process. Remember, the standard, the legal standard in front of the grand jury, Anderson, is probable cause. It is such a low standard. And given all of the conflicting evidence that the prosecutor, Mr. McCullough, went over, it is just clear to me that probable cause did exist. And again, I think we need to examine the process.
Jeff Toobin, what is your takeaway from what you heard? And I should also point out that McCullough also said that the testimony, witness statements, the evidence will be released as soon as he finished his statement tonight.
Well, I thought of his statement in two parts. The first part was an extended whine and complaint about the news media and social media, which I thought was entirely inappropriate and embarrassing and just really an undignified given the circumstances. I did think it was appropriate for him to go through the evidence, but It was hard to follow, and I think a lot of us are going to have to go through the evidence itself and see whether his conclusions are justified. Clearly, the evidence he thought was the most important was that there were certain witnesses who saw Michael Brown charge, that was his word, would wonder if the witness used the same word, charge at Officer Wilson. Michael Brown, whether there was that aggressive move, because that really, his entire conclusion was hinged on that. And he clearly discounted some witnesses and believed others. And I think it's going to be very important to see whether the physical evidence and all the other evidence supports the conclusion that this shooting was the result of aggressive action by Michael Brown. That's what he believed. Let's see what the evidence says.
Mark O'Mara, what did you take away?
Well, I think we can bring our own biases and prejudices to a view of the evidence or the process and complain about it, but the reality is we now are going to have the evidence to look at and to review. We still don't know, but one thing that was utterly significant to me is we had talked about this before. If, in fact, Mike Brown came back what now seems to be 25 feet back towards the officer, that was the time that was most significant, and that's where Wilson probably perceived the threat. And if that was accurate, that it was a 25-foot comeback, then that's going to be probably the most significant piece of evidence that we heard about tonight that we haven't heard about before. And there's going to be another 1,000 of those snippets of information to look at in the discovery, so let's wait until we get to it.